AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has signed an executive order that could slap tariffs of up to 100% on patented drugs from companies that don't reach deals with his administration. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Companies that have signed a most favored nation pricing deal and are actively building facilities in the U.S. to onshore production of patented pharmaceuticals and their ingredients will have a 0% tariff. Companies that do not have a pricing deal but are building projects in the U.S. have a 20% tariff that will increase to 100% in 4 years. Trump also rolled out an update to his 50% tariffs on imported steel, aluminum, and copper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the Middle East, Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli strikes have killed 27 people in the past day. Israel has launched a ground invasion against Iran-backed Hezbollah militants there. Iran today fired more missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab states. A military spokesman says Tehran maintains hidden stockpiles of arms, munitions, and production facilities. Meanwhile, Haya Panjwani reports.
A company backed by the Trump sons is looking to sell drone interceptors to Gulf states. Powerus is holding demonstrations in several Gulf countries of how its defensive drone interceptors could help them ward off attacks. That's according to co-founder Brett Velikovich. Powerus recently struck a deal that will bring on the Trump brothers, Eric and Donald Jr., as stakeholders in the military contractor. The president's oldest sons have expanded their business interests rapidly beyond hotels and golf courses in a little over a year since their father took office again. The Florida-based Powerus makes drones for commercial uses, from spreading fertilizer to putting out forest fires. But it's bulking up fast to supply drones for military use. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth has asked the Army's top uniformed officer, General Randy George, to step down. And President Trump says Pam Bondi is out as Attorney General. This is AP News. Marine archaeologists have discovered a Danish warship sunk by Admiral Horatio Nelson in the British fleet more than 200 years ago.
We actually don't know how it was to be on board a ship being shot to pieces by the English warships.
Denmark's Viking Ship Museum head of maritime archaeology Morten Johansen says the 1801 battle plays a big part in Danish national feeling.
Some of that story we can probably learn.
Johansen adds,
we found a part of a human jawbone showing that they definitely didn't survive.
You bet. Divers are in a race against time to unearth the 19th century wreck, the Dannebrog, before it becomes a construction site, part of a new housing district being built off the Danish coast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.